Papdada has told you earlier as well. That you have to remember two words. The Hindi words are sathi, which means company, companion, and sakshi, which means observer. So remember that Baba is your companion, and secondly, you are an observer. If Baba is your companion, then you can remain seated on the seat of an observer very firmly. You all say, no doubt, that Baba is with me. I am in Bapdada's company. But then even Maya's influence comes on you. And still you continue to say, Bapdada is with me, Bapdada is with me, even when you are influenced by Maya. Bapdada is with you, yes. But you do not use this stage of being in the Father's company at the time when Maya comes. You leave Baba's side. It's just like when somebody is with you and you have some urgent work to do, or if something comes up, you leave his company. You even forget that you are in someone's company. You are too much engrossed in your work or your thoughts. Of course, you do accept that Baba is with you, but you are in Baba's company, you even experience it. Is there anyone who says, no, I don't experience Baba's company? No one will say that. All of you say that Baba is with me. You don't even say Baba is with you, you say Baba is with me. Each one says Baba is with me. Baba is my companion. Isn't it like that? You say it from the heart, or do you say it only in words? You say it from the heart, don't you? That Baba is with you. Those sitting at the back, do you say it from the heart, from the mind? You raise your hand very well. When you raise your hand, it means yes, is it not? Bapdada watches the game. Bapdada is with you, and still you are so engrossed in your problems, and you facing the problems. You get so engrossed in that you don't even bother to see who is with you. Then what does Baba do? Then he becomes an observer. Instead of being your companion, he watches your game as an observer. You shouldn't do that, should you? When you say Baba is your companion, then you should fulfill this company. Why do you get separated from him? Baba doesn't like it. Therefore, the seat of an observer should not be left by you. You get tired when you try to make different types of efforts. Today you try to make effort in your mind, tomorrow in your words, day after tomorrow in your contacts and relationships, and then you get tired. Let it be just one type of effort, and that effort is to become an observer, to never leave the seat of an observer, and to be always happy, always seated on the throne. A a soul who is seated on the throne of an observer will never be upset in any type of situation, because that problem will remain under the throne and you will remain on the throne. Problems cannot face you. They will remain under your seat, your throne. They will not look up. And therefore, they will not upset you. It's just like when you press someone down, he will die there, no? It will finish there, won't it?